Well, it was a very productive meeting at the Ezra Prentice Homes in the south end of Albany, and I walked away from the meeting even more concerned about the health of local residents, and in particular the health of the children living in this housing complex. I learned that the community did their own truck survey and found about 1,000 trucks passing through their neighborhood every single day. And then on top of that, there are the oil trains. And this is an issue that's been on their mind for a couple years. People talked in tremendous detail about health problems they were experiencing. They say they didn't have these health problems until they moved into this complex. I think some of the short-term issues is a woman talked about walking her children to school in the morning, and every morning there being an overwhelming odor that would make them nauseous and affect their respiratory system. So these people are living with a tremendous environmental burden. This is the very definition of environmental justice. I'm not sure these problems would exist in a more affluent community. So what was great is we had every level of government represented. We heard specific concerns from the community, and then each agency has agreed to go back and do better and work harder. And one thing I was able to announce on behalf of the Environmental Protection Agency is a few weeks ago, we filed what's called a notice of violation regarding the Global company in the Port of Albany. Remember, Global didn't store or transfer crude oil until 2011. And they did receive the state permit to store and transfer up to 300 million gallons of crude oil annually. Since that time, they've increased the volume of crude oil that they're handling to 1.85 billion gallons a year of crude oil. We are experts on the Clean Air Act, and we noticed that increase also results in more pollution, particularly volatile organic compounds. So we identified a potential violation of the Federal Clean Air Act. So we sent a notice of violation to Global. We're going to meet with them soon, and we will take every opportunity to make sure that Global is in full compliance with the law. And if they are, that should result in at least some relief for these residents, some less pollution for them to have to deal with every single day.
And I guess related in protecting people from pollutants today, we're at Indian Ladder Farms, and you were speaking about the updated worker protection standard for farm workers regarding pesticides. So as I understand, this has been a long time coming.
Yes, the EPA's worker protection standard is the fundamental federal regulation that protects farm workers from exposure to pesticides, and it had not been updated for 23 years. So we recently updated it. It takes effect this January, and I think it will go a long way in protecting not only farm workers, but also farmers and farm families from exposure to toxic pesticides.
And then I also wanted to ask you, I know as a Rensselaer County resident, you have a lot of concerns about the PFOA problems and the contamination that we've seen in different water sources out there in the communities. And one thing that was just announced this past week is the dates have been set for New York State government legislative hearings on the contamination issues. And I just wanted to ask you, as a local resident and as somebody who deals with this issue on the federal level, what you think as you see sort of this progress and things move forward.
Well, I think there has been recent progress. We've come a long way since late last year when I had to come to Hoosick Falls, learn about the problems in that community, and announced that people should not be drinking the water because of high levels of PFOA in the drinking water. Since then, I think the State Department of Environmental Conservation has done a good job in making sure that carbon filtration system was installed on the public water supply. People on private wells have their water filtered. The State Health Department has done blood serum testing, and the results are very problematic. My heart goes out to the people of Hoosick Falls who have been dealing with this issue for a number of years now. So I also want to point out it's not just Hoosick Falls. I think Hoosick Falls woke up the nation to the problem of PFOA in drinking water, and that happened largely due to the work of local residents there. They were really impressive from Michael Hickey, a local resident, sending water samples off to be tested, and everything that's happened since then. But remember, we also have a PFOA problem in Petersburg, New York, that needs more attention. Southern Washington County, PFOA was recently discovered in private wells. That's just north of Hoosick Falls. And then you go down the Hudson River, and in Newburgh, New York, there's a very serious drinking water problem with PFOS, which is the chemical cousin of PFOA. A city of 26,000 people lost their public water supply because of this contamination. They are now connected to a clean water supply that will not be available to them in about a year. So there's a lot of very timely work being done to switch them over. But what this reminds me of is our first priority is making sure people are drinking clean water. There's not a more important function for government than clean water and clean air. But in addition to getting people connected to a clean water source or installing carbon filtration, we've got to find the root of the problem. Where is this toxic contamination coming from? How do we contain it? How do we reduce it? How do we make sure that the polluters pay the full cost of cleanup? So, my sense on Hoosick Falls is when there was finally public disclosure of the problem, it seemed like the company Saint Gobain was most interested in providing bottled water for people, eventually installing the carbon filtration system, which they sped up. But EPA said, we need to do that, but we also need to find out what is contaminating our groundwater, and we have to clean it up, and we have to make sure this never happens again.